This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology? Standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, questions about ingredients or formulations, our True Skin Health products, comments or success stories, which we love hearing, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you are an entrepreneur and you want to start yourself a business, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of free information on the websites, and of course all the longevity products in the Join the Team link that you can click on, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And then also want to remind you to check out our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. We're doing an event if you're in the Boulder, Denver area. Truth is sponsoring a movie, We Rise Up, which is an inspirational movie featuring the Dalai Lama and Anthony Robbins and Richard Branson and a whole bunch of other cool people. It's a very inspiring movie. I have a VIP party that I'm doing 5:30 at the Boulder Theater in Boulder, Colorado. If you're in the Denver Boulder area, I'd love to see you there. All right. Welcome back. We have been talking about one of my all-time favorite subjects to talk about, which is alchemy, the idea of the relationship between pharmacy and alchemy. Yesterday we talked about how the first pharmacists were the alchemists. The alchemists were the first people to give us the idea that you can sort of tweak the biochemistry of the body by creating medicine. They were herbalists before that, before the alchemists, and they knew that they could use herbs and various substances, but the real science of it didn't get going until after the Dark Ages, in the what's so-called Enlightenment, about 1600s or so, 1500s, 16th century. And the first of the alchemists was this guy Paracelsus. All the alchemists believed in the idea of using the doses and medicine. Paracelsus was the first guy to really make a science of it. Philippus, Aurelius, Theophrastus, Bombastus von Hohenheim. That's his real name. I love that. Philippus, Aurelius, Theophrastus, Bombastus von Hohenheim, also known as Paracelsus. Para means above. Celsus means the highest. Paracelsus means the most high. He gave himself the most high because he didn't feel like saying Philippus, Aurelius, Theophrastus, Bombastus von Hohenheim all the time. Imagine signing checks with that kind of name. So anyway, he called himself Paracelsus. And he was known for this incredible ravenous thirst for knowledge. That was his reputation. He was probably the original pioneer, one of the original pioneers of the use of clever chemistry as a way to heal the body. This was before we really understood anything about chemistry. Cells were just recently discovered. In fact, I don't even know if cells had been discovered when Paracelsus was around. And they knew about herbs, as I say, but nobody really studied it. Nobody really studied what was in the herbs. What is it doing? What is going on to change the body? You imagine how primitive the time was. So Paracelsus' ideas, these were revolutionary, so revolutionary that, and so important and so powerful that we still use them today. We still study a lot of the herbs, a lot of the elements that Paracelsus talked about, particularly antimony, arsenic, mercury. Paracelsus also gave us a tincture of opium, laudanum. Laudanum, you don't hear about laudanum too much, but 100 years ago there wasn't a medicine cabinet anywhere in the United States that didn't have some laudanum in it. Laudanum was tincture of opium, and he was the first guy to do this. Paracelsus, that's basically Paracelsus' invention, has been part of the, I don't know if it still is, but up until about the 1990s, it was part of the U.S. pharmacopoeia, tincture of opium or laudanum. And you can imagine how revolutionary that was. Can you imagine the kind of pain people had in the 1500s? They didn't know about germs. They didn't have any anesthetics. If they had to do surgery, they just basically cut things off. So when, not to mention even just little pains like migraine headaches. So when Paracelsus came out with this laudanum, it sort of revolutionized life. So much so that this was laudanum became the Vicodin of the medieval of the Middle Ages, or of the High Middle Ages, the Enlightenment. People would start to get addicted to laudanum, much the same as we're addicted to Vicodin today. Paracelsus said that when it comes to using poison as medicine, this was Paracelsus' great idea, is that you could use poison as medicine, but he said the dose makes the poison. This is the guiding principle of toxicology today. The dose makes the poison. And he was very open about the fact that that medicine could be poison, or poison could be medicine. In all things, this is a quote from Paracelsus, in all things there is a poison, and there is nothing without a poison. It depends only upon the dose whether a poison is a poison or not. Whether a poison is poison or not. So he found that there were therapeutic benefits to poison. And for the times, that was a good idea. Paracelsus didn't even know about the circulatory system, probably. So using poisons as medicines could be understood, or can be understood and can be forgiven for people who didn't really understand the body. Using poisons as medicine today is not a good idea. It's not a smart idea, unless you have no other option and you're desperate. The first of the poisons, of course, mercury. And he was all about it. He was all about mercury. Everybody, in fairness, all scientists were about mercury. All of the Enlightenment sciences were about mercury. The toxicity of mercury, the potency of mercury, the magical nature of mercury. There's so much stuff about mercury. Mercury is this liquid that has the density of a rock. If you put your finger in a bowl of mercury, with gloves, of course, thick rubber gloves, you'll feel like you're pressing into a rock. You could actually sit down on a pool of mercury. You could sit down. You'd probably sink in a little bit. But if you lay down on a pool of mercury, you'd sink in a little bit, but basically you would think that you were lying on a mattress. Liquid mercury, that is. It's a solid liquid. It's super potent. It's super poisonous. It's beautiful. It's beautiful in its liquid silver, beautiful liquid silver colors it's sloshing around in the jar. But also when you burn it, it turns into this gorgeous red. So it was like this magical element, probably the most magical element. And Paracelsus was all about mercury. And then, of course, mercury had been used for medicine since the ancient Greeks, since even before that, since the ancient Egyptians. They used to make ointments about it. They treated fungal infections with it. They treated boils and skin diseases. They killed lice with it. The Egyptians used it as a cosmetic ingredient. It's been used as even today, it's used as a skin liner, which we talked about a couple days ago. So mercury's got this amazing, amazing reputation, totally blew people away throughout history. Chinese alchemists used to prize it. The Chinese alchemists might have been the first to recognize the alchemical properties, the magical properties of what they call quicksilver, fast silver, because it's silver and it sloshes around really fast. And then, of course, there was cinnabar, supposedly one of the Chinese emperors Queen Xin Hong died after eating a bunch of mercury. And then mercury was pretty much standby medicine up until the early 20th century. Antibiotics, antiseptics. They used it to treat syphilis. And even though it was effective, it did have a little problem of causing kidney damage and killing people. But that's what happens when you take drugs. Whether they work or not, they're definitely going to be toxic.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back. back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, drugs, prescription drugs, or medication, or illegal drugs, or foods, or anything to do with health or nutrition, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also call 866-735-2470 to speak to a real live person. Don't forget to ask about joining the Brightside Ben team. Okay, we are talking about Mercury and Paracelsus, the father of pharmacy, the father of alchemy, or one of the early fathers of alchemy. He was all about mercury. He was all about mercury, sulfur, and salt. He said everything was. He said all of reality was basically tripartite. He called it the tria prima. He said everything in life could be divided up into three principles. Tria prima, the three basics: mercury, sulfur, and salt. Mercury, because of the way it moved, it kind of flowed. Mercury was representative of spirit, transcendent, had a transcendent nature. Sulfur was the soul; it was the essence of things. And then salt was what happened when spirit met soul. When spirit met soul, the body was formed. A solid was formed. You've got the three elements. You've got the body, you've got the spirit, and you've got the soul. Very obviously, if you know understand anything about Christianity or the mystical side of Christianity, it's basically the same idea. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, or however, the basic Trinity. But he did it. He related the basic Trinity to minerals, specifically salt, sulfur, and mercury. Now, surprisingly, Paracelsus was an incredibly spiritual person. That was his big thing. He was like a high priest of alchemy. Alchemy is kind of a spiritual as well as a physical kind of science. Anyway, mercury was a standby medication, and it was a standby medication from the time of the ancient Egyptians, going to the Greeks, going on to modern times, and even super modern times, because even though we don't use mercury as drugs anymore, as antiseptics, as antibiotics anymore, we don't like have prescription drugs with mercury in them, we still use mercury for its germicidal properties. Mercury is, despite all we know about mercury, despite all we know about the toxicity of mercury, mercury is still ubiquitous in our environment in the form of germicides, specifically something called thimerosal, which you may have heard of. Thimerosal, which is technically methylmercury, or a type of methylmercury, methylmercury's thiosalicylate. That's the technical name for thimerosal. Go to your contact lens solution, look on the ingredients, and you'll see thimerosal. It's used everywhere. Parents know about thimerosal, but my mom knew about thimerosal when I was a kid. She didn't call it thimerosal. She called it merthiolate. And that's what merthiolate is. Merthiolate is thimerosal. So if you've ever used merthiolate, it's a little different than mercurochrome. It's the same idea. Mercurochrome has mercury too. Mercurochrome and merthiolate, you can still get them today on Amazon, on the internet. They're antiseptics. Mercurochrome is a little nastier than merthiolate. They're both nasty. You don't really need mercury to kill things. Mercury is thimerosal. Thimerosal merthiolate was patented in the early 1920s by Eli Lilly. It's still available. And guess what? Thimerosal is used in vaccines. Yes, mercury is in vaccine as a preservative. That's probably the most egregious and nefarious use of a thimerosal is in vaccines. And obviously, if you're going to put proteins, and that's how vaccines work, is with proteins in solution, you're going to need to preserve it, and that's why they use thimerosal. That's why they use mercury. So every time you get a vaccine, you're getting an injection of mercury. Not just any mercury, toxic mercury, super toxic mercury. The same mercury that's in the ocean that you hear about as a pollutant in your fish, that's in the vaccine. So we're injecting our children with the same mercury that everybody's whining and moaning about in terms of toxic mercury. And I'm not saying, I don't know definitively, that there's a specific disease state that's linked to thimerosal and vaccines. I don't know that for sure, but I know it's not a good thing. Whether or not this thimerosal is related to the toxicity associated with vaccines, I can't say for sure, but I can tell you it's just not a good thing. Injecting mercury into your bloodstream in any concentration cannot be considered something that's healthy. And while correlation is different from causation, just because two things are co-related doesn't mean that one causes the other. I understand this. But the fact is that when thimerosal started going into vaccines at an increasing rate in the 1980s and the 1990s, guess what? Rates of childhood neurological issues that are similar to mercury toxicity symptoms, ADD, autism, these things took a big jump too. I'm not saying one caused the other. I'm just saying that coincidentally, these two things it came along at the same time. Thimerosal vaccines and increasing rates of autism and ADD. Until the 1970s, kids only got three types of vaccines. They got the DTP shot, they got the polio shot, and then they got MMR, the MMR vaccine. They got about eight shots until they were 1.5 years old, and then maybe a couple more shots by the time they were in the first grade. And back then, they didn't really use a lot of thimerosal. Thimerosal was only found in the diphtheria shot, the DTP shot. And there was a little bit of mercury, maybe 100 to 125 micrograms of mercury got injected into your kid with a DTP shot, a drop of mercury, maybe two drops of mercury. Remember, this stuff is pretty dense. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but compared to what's happening today, in the 1980s, the Congress created a liability program. They wanted to protect the vaccine manufacturers to assure that everybody would get vaccinated. The vaccine companies were going out of business because people were complaining about toxicity and they were paying all these lawsuits. So a lot of vaccine companies were complaining about it, and the Congress, the government, wanted to make sure everybody was getting vaccinated. So they created this, they passed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, and they developed the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And then at that point, the liability was all assumed by the government, by our tax dollars. And infant immunization went crazy. The schedule went from three shots to 10 shots and 12 shots. And today, it's like 20-something shots. It all started to happen right somewhere around the middle of the 1980s to the late 1980s. And guess what? Most of these shots had thimerosal in it. Most of these new injections were preserved with mercury. So now you got the problem of the vaccine itself, the toxic, nasty proteins that are in there. Then you got the problem of the adjuvants, which really jack up the immune system. Adjuvants are extra poison because the vaccine isn't enough poison. And then you got the preservative. So, you know, you could say that vaccine, we don't know this for sure, but you can say that vaccines eliminate diseases. And again, I'm not saying they do, but even if they did, it can't be a good thing to inject this stuff in your body. And I'm not going to dive into the whole vaccination political side of things, but just logically tells you it can't be a good thing to inject all that stuff into your blood. By 1999, the vaccination schedule for kids had gone from three shots, or from six shots, eight shots, to 19 shots, most of which were thimerosal contained. All right, Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. economy creates more than 250,000 new jobs in April. And as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens, many economists say this could continue for a while.
Economists forecast that strong gains could be the longest in history by later this summer. We get the latest report from Cody Parkinson of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 263,000 in April, and the unemployment rate declined to 3.6%, the lowest rate since December 1969.
I'm John Clemens.
The president tweeting this morning, jobs, 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 in all caps. Protests are heating up again outside the Venezuelan embassy in Washington as backers of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and left-wing activists supporting President Nicolas Maduro are clashing again for the third straight day. This is USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Tass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nuriva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nuriva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nuriva, NEURIVA.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010. Got lines open for you. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, the Longevity products, or Truth Skin Health products, which are all available at truthtreatments.com. We have blog posts up at truthtreatments.com, as well as all the Truth Skin Health products. Pharmacist formulated without a prescription. Truth Skin Health products are all available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, we'll get to your calls here in just a sec, and I want to read one story today because we got a bunch of calls. This is from the journal Science Translational Medicine. Study shows skin microbiome imbalance likely behind eczema flare-ups. Hello, where have you heard that before? The skin has a microbiome on it. The skin has a universe of bacteria on top of it. In fact, this universe of bacteria that's on top of the skin actually extends out above the skin. There's actually a bacteriosphere around the planet that's made up of all our individual microbiomes that are coming off of our skin. And this skin microbiome, despite the fact that now you have cosmetic companies trying to sell you probiotic skincare, don't fall for that nonsense. Because the microbiome in the skin changes every second. You can't really do much with a topical probiotic product, but you're going to start to see that more and more. Skincare companies are always looking for the latest and greatest. We really want to work on the skin microbiome is in the digestive system microbiome, the intestine. This is just another link between the intestine and the skin. And I've been saying this for decades. Eczema is a digestive system problem. It starts at the level of the microbiome, no surprise there, because everything starts at the level of the microbiome. Everything starts at the intestine via the microbiome, the bacteria that live in the intestine. And you're going to see, and you're already seeing, studies and articles coming out literally every day about the relationship between the digestive system, microbiome, the intestinal bacteria, and chronic degenerative diseases. 20 years ago, you didn't see any studies. In the last 20, 25 years, more and more they're noticing and they're seeing that there is an intimate link between the intestine and the skin. If you want to work on your skin, you work on your intestine. Period, end of story. And I'm telling this as somebody who's been in the skincare business making skincare products since 1981. A long time. And I love making skincare products. There's a lot you can do with skincare products. But if you have a skin problem, you've got to work at the level of the microbiome. According to the study, let's see here, what did they come up with? Researchers found that bacteria living on the skin, good bacteria, actually fight the toxins of the bad bacteria. When the researchers cultured some of these good bacteria, that is, grew them, and then applied them to the skin with mice, it prevented the flare-ups. No kidding. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I think we'll hold off on this one, just go right to the phones. Got lots of people want to talk to us today. Let's go to Joe in Tennessee. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi, good morning, Ben. Can you hear me?
Hear you loud and clear. What's going on?
Great. I have a question about, there's been a lot of information in the news about measles.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. I've had measles, mumps, and chicken pox as a child, but my mother, she took all of us, you know, as her children to the clinic and everything, but why has it returned?
People aren't getting vaccinated, probably. It's a pretty common thing. It's not the end of the world to get measles. All right? Let's be clear about that. Do deaths occur? It can occur, but measles happens. You know, with the vaccine, it doesn't happen, and not everybody's getting vaccinated, pretty much. That's probably why, I would say. But it's not like if you get, I had measles. It's not like if you have measles, it's the end of the world, necessarily. They make a much more bigger deal. And these childhood diseases, measles, mumps, rubella, all these, you know, the MMR kinds of things, they're part of being alive. You know, I mean, yeah, vaccinating can eliminate cases of measles, but you know what? You can have an allergy to the vaccine. You can have a weakened immune system, and you get the vaccine, and it just puts you over the edge. You know, there's issues with the vaccines, too. We consider vaccines to be these magical things. There's issues with them as well. You know, if your immune system is strong and powerful, and that's what we got to be working on, is look at the crap we're eating. You know, look at the crap we're giving our kids. We give our kids apple juice and cereal and processed foods and Pop-Tarts, let alone what they're getting in school and what they get when they go out on their own. I mean, that's the real problem. The idea of continuing to live the way we live, or to maintain the kind of lifestyle we're maintaining in terms of what we put in our body, pure immune-suppressing foods, and then say, oh, I'm going to get the vaccine, and that's going to take care of the problem. That's not the way to look at health. That's a poor way to look at health. That's the pharmacomedical model's viewpoint of health. Eat whatever you want. We'll give you a vaccine. I'm not buying it. As for the least of just the least of which reasons we talked about today, all the stuff that's in the vaccine, let alone the fact that you're not letting your immune system do what it's supposed to do. So anyway, that's what I would say is probably because people are not taking care of themselves and they're not doing the vaccine. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, Fonz. Okay. And think about staph infections, even though you have been diagnosed with that and the doctor has given you antibiotics, how can you prevent it from coming?
Staph's everywhere. You're not going to Now, you're talking about on the skin? You're talking about staph infection? What kind of staph infection are you talking about?
This is a friend of mine. She has it, and it's like on her upper body. It looks like tiny
on the skin, right?
Yes.
Staph is a natural part of the skin's biome, microbiome. There's staph on everybody's skin, staph aureus. The problem is when the staph overgrow and they're out of balance. And again, that boils down to the microbiome. That, you know, I mean, you can't control bacteria. You've got to control the immune system. You understand what I'm saying? Staph is there. The problem is when the staph overgrows. And that's where you run into boils and fruncles and pus and abscesses and all the other nasty things that can be related to staph infections. What you got to do is you got to support the balance of bacteria. And again, that has to do with lifestyle. It has to do with the foods and the supplements. The foods we eat and the foods we shouldn't be eating. Both. The foods we should be eating and the foods we shouldn't be eating. And digestive strategies. Joe, I want to move on. Anything else you want to say?
Oh, that's it. Can I go on your website and look up more information about laser dentistry or anything else?
You have to check criticalhealthnews.com. I'm not sure what's up there now, but go to criticalhealthnews.com. I got a bunch of articles. And just Google Pharmacist Ben, and you'll get a bunch of other things, too. Thanks for calling, Joe. Have a beautiful day. Good to talk to you. Let's move on to Barry in New Orleans. Hey, Barry.
Yes, good morning. Yes, I have two questions I want you to answer. And first one, if you just maybe comment on it, because I want to really comment on at least both these questions. The first one is more like a spiritual question. I was curious, like, I believe sort of like this physical world is just a spiritual, is a carbon copy of the spiritual world. And you could just maybe comment yes or no.
Yeah, as above, so below. Have you heard that?
Yeah,
this is kind of an as above, so below. It's microcosm within microcosm. There's a philosophy, there's a principle about called holons that's part of something called systems theory. And this is all very, it's religious stuff and it's spiritual stuff. And like the alchemists probably talked about it. But today we understand it from a philosophical standpoint and high-tech physics standpoint as well. It's called systems theory. Hang on, Barry. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We will return right after this.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side, 844-236-6010. We're talking to Barry about, and I'm not sure where you're going with this, with the car. I've heard that philosophy before, where this world is a carbon copy of the spiritual world. I consider it to be more like holons, where one thing is where, in an as above, so below sort of way, like Russian nesting dolls, every part is also a whole. So you open up a Russian nesting doll. You know what a Russian nesting doll is? Have you heard of that? You open up a doll. There's a doll. You open it up, and there's a little doll inside that. You open that up. There's another little doll in there. You open that up. There's another little doll. It's kind of like that. And every doll looks exactly the same as the other doll. In science, that's called fractals. If you look at a stalk of broccoli, you'll see that each stalk of broccoli has a smaller stalk, which has a smaller stalk and smaller stalks and smaller stalks, and on and on and on. And those are each called fractals, and I think it's kind of like that. And that's kind of where systems theory and a lot of high-tech physics and high-tech philosophy is going. Does that make sense, Barry? Does that answer your question?
Yes. My next question, are you aware of any statistics on how many, the survival rate of people who go the traditional chemotherapy and radiation?
Yeah, it's interesting. Interesting question, okay? Because I don't like to look at statistics when it comes to health. Because statistics are based on average people or averages or reference ranges. And individuals don't fit into statistical models. Statistics is only appropriate for masses of numbers, to have a generalized guess of something. But the individual themselves that is part of the statistical measurement, they can go either way at any time. And so I don't really like looking at it that way, you know, the statistical thing, although I've heard 2%, something along those lines, chemotherapy is effective in 2% or less. And then I've heard other people, mostly doctors and people who are involved in the medical medical world disputing that statistic. But at any given moment, any individual can remit from cancer. That's the most important message. At any given moment, any individual can remit from cancer. It's happened before. It's not. It's if it can happen to one person, it's part of the body. It can happen to anybody. So, you know, I don't know if I really like using the statistical model when it comes to understanding how to deal with cancer. Because, you know, even like pancreatic cancer, some like 90-something percent of people don't make it past a few years. You know what that means? That means a couple of people are going to make it. You know, somebody's going to make it. At any given moment, anybody can make it. So that's the way you want to look at it. At all diseases, but particularly diseases that can be, you know, so scary and like death sentences, at least psychologically, like death sentences, like cancer. Okay?
Yeah,
anything else, Barry?
Yeah, the drug.
Barry? Okay, we lost Barry. Call back, Barry, if you got anything. I don't know where you went. Elaine, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, I got on.
Hey, what's up? Elaine in Alaska. Long time no talk to.
Yeah. I've got some questions for my husband. Recently saw his doctor. He has MS, and she was saying a lot of the same things you said. And then she...
About what?
About, like, basically strategic supplementation and fasting.
Good.
She's an awesome doc. So anyway, she made 5 recommendations, and he wants to add one at a time. And I thought, well, let me give you a call and just kind of pick your brain.
Sure.
Instead of just taking all 5 and then wondering what's happening. So.
Okay.
Do you want to give you the names of the supplements that she recommended?
Yeah.
Her big thing was increasing mitochondrial function, which you know, makes sense. And then I have a guess of the ones that you would recommend, but I'm just curious. So, but the ones that my husband's not taking that she recommended was glutathione.
Yeah.
ALA,
okay. That's alpha lipoic acid for the listeners.
Yeah.
What else?
Acetyl L-carnitine.
Okay, what else?
Okay, and then CoQ10.
CoQ10. Okay, good. So here's
the
deal.
And then the last one is this one I've never heard you talk about, D-ribose.
Oh, yeah, D-ribose. Silly stuff, D-ribose, first of all. And I've used D-ribose personally. I've talked to the people who make the D-ribose. I see them all the time. Not buying D-ribose. Mitochondrial support, you don't want to look at mitochondrial support. That's a doctor way of looking at things. You want to look at treating the body. You're not going to target the mitochondria. The body is going to take care of the mitochondria. And the most important way to take care of the mitochondria is don't put crap in, especially sugar. That's the most important thing. As far as the nutrients she's suggesting, they're all great. Glutathione, you pretty much have to take IV, though. You can't just take glutathione because the digestive system breaks it down. You can take the building blocks of glutathione, and glutathione is amazing stuff. No doubt about it. Everybody should be using glutamine, glycine, and acetylcysteine. That's how you build glutathione, along with selenium and sulfur. But you IV glutathione, now that's a whole other story. That's amazing stuff. I have talked about that a lot. CoQ10 is awesome. Absolutely. It's a great supplement. It works at the level of the mitochondria, but this idea of targeting the mitochondria is just Dr. Gobbledygook. You don't target the mitochondria. You put the stuff in the body, and the body handles everything. Then ALA, I'm going to talk about that here hopefully in a couple weeks. I'll be talking about that. That's a source of sulfur, and that's amazing stuff. It's one of the least appreciated and least acknowledged of all the nutritional supplements. It's just amazing, amazing stuff for a lot of reasons. It's a water-soluble, fat-soluble antioxidant. It's a source of sulfur. It's wonderful for the liver, for the immune system, for the mitochondria, the Krebs cycle, for energy, all that. It's just great stuff. Acetyl-L-carnitine is good, too. I don't put it on the same level as ALA, but it's good. You need a lot of acetyl-L-carnitine, grams of it, if you're really going to do it right. And then what was the last thing you said?
The D-ribose.
D-ribose, yeah. That's that one I'm not buying. But all the other supplements are great. The most important thing for MS, and to me, and I don't mean to be self-righteous or rude or mean, but given the link between the digestive system and MS symptoms, if you have MS and it's not getting better, you're not doing it right. you're either have an ulterior motive. Excuse me, I know that's not politically correct to say, but it's the facts. I've been doing this many years, seen many people, and I've seen there's ulterior motives to being sick. Sorry. I know that's blaming the victim. Sorry. That's just the facts that as I see them. There's ulterior motives for people who are sick when I know good and well that they could be better. Whether they're completely cured, I don't know, but they could be better. They could feel better. And it's as simple as watching what you eat and taking care of your digestive system. If you're not getting benefit, if you still have MS and you're not getting better, it's because you're not doing the right things. And to dance around it by taking D-ribose is, it's not fair to you. It's not fair to yourself. You're not being fair to yourself or the people who care about you. Because you can fast, you can do a food diary, you can do an elimination diet, you can do calorie restriction. I mean, these are all tried and true, powerful ways to reverse MS and to feel better. So, yeah, coenzyme Q10 is definitely great. ALA is glutathione building with glutamine, N-acetylcysteine and glycine, as well as selenium and sulfur, which help. Yeah, they're good. But as long as you're bombarding the body with toxicity, you're going to pay the price. MS is a sign of dirty blood. MS and autoimmune diseases are dirty blood. And unless you're injecting something IV, the way, only other way the blood becomes dirty is through food. And I know I risk being self-righteous and pissing people off with that, but, you know, I'm just calling a spade a spade. Elaine, I want to get one more call in, okay?
All right. Hey, you take care.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Take care.
Right. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, Don, good morning. Don in Georgia. Got to go fast here, Don. What's going on?
I'll try to go very fast, Ben. I was out of town for a month. Had the worst diet of fried chicken, steak, eggs. Well, that's not really that bad, but the fried part is.
Yeah.
And my bowel movements slowed down to once a day. They weren't normal. Then I get back home a month later. The bowel movements return to normal, so I'm moving at least three times a day. Dietary, pretty much the same, minus the fried food, but now I'm experiencing extreme hypokalemia. Do you think this is
hypokalemia? Potassium deficiency?
Yeah. It must be because my muscles are cramping like out of control, and this wasn't happening when I was traveling.
Get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Start doing vegetable juices. What's that?
I've been on BTT for years.
Start doing veggie juices.
Okay.
That's the best way to get potassium. The BTT and veggie juices are the two best ways to get potassium in the right balance. You can always take potassium pills, but you want to get the potassium in the right balance, and the BTT and the veggie juices are the best way to do it. You might also want to try some of the fake salts. I don't know what they call them, but they're artificial salts. They're potassium chloride instead of sodium chloride. But the best way to do it is going to be veggie juices and the BTT. Don, good luck, buddy. I got to go. I'm out of time. Thanks so much for all of the support and love, and appreciate all you guys. I hope if you're in the Denver Boulder area, you make it to the Boulder Theater tonight at 5:30. The movie is We Rise Up. It's very inspirational. We'll be doing a VIP party before that. And that's it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now, you